Luke shook his head.
No, Lando. Even Jedi Grand Masters can't see the future.
Lando continued to eye him sidelong.
You sure about that? Your timing was pretty impressive.
Coincidence, Luke said. I was coming here anyway.
Because?
Luke gave him a melancholy smile.
For several reasons, none of which are all that mysterious, he said. Mostly, I wanted to have some fun.
Fun? Lando echoed. In the Chulun Rift?
Luke shrugged.
I hadn't left Shidu Mod in a year, and I was tired of everyone fussing over my recovery, he said. And Han and Leia were out here with you. It seemed like a nice, low-key mission.
Sure. Chasing pirates through an asteroid maze filled with banks of hot plasma is just low-key fun for you Jedi.
Lando's brows came together in disbelief and annoyance.
What do you take me for, Luke? Some nerf herder sitting in on his first sabacc game?
Okay, maybe I wanted to test myself a little, Luke said,
showing his palms in surrender.
And have some fun with you and the Solos while I let the Masters get used to the idea that they can run things without me. Is there something wrong with that?
Lando's expression began to soften.
You're not here hunting for the Sith homeworld or something?
He asked.
You just came out here to see if you're all healed up.
Well, and maybe set up a rendezvous with Ben, Luke said. I haven't seen him for 6 months.
Ben's here? In the rift?
The suspicion returned to Lando's face.
Luke, old buddy.
It's not a mystery, Luke interrupted. Ben and Tahiri were on Ramuk to investigate a ship sighting.
A ship sighting?
Lando's eyes grew wide.
As in Vistara Kai's ship? The Sith Meditation Sphere ship?
It was only a sighting, Luke insisted. Ship was a sentient vessel created thousands of years in the past to train Sith adepts in the ways of war.
Its most recent pilot was a young woman named Vistara Kai. Once a defector from the lost tribe of Sith, she had spent over a year earning Luke's trust and winning his son's heart, only to betray them both during the Sith occupation of Coruscant.
And we don't know that ship was actually there. They never picked up its trail.
Lando appeared unconvinced.
Then why are Ben and Tahiri still in the rift?
They're trying to track down Ohali Sorok, Luke said. She hasn't checked in for a month.
Okay,
Lando said, now seeming as confused as he was suspicious.
Who's Ohali Sorok?
One of my 10 quest knights, Luke said.
A quest knight?
Lando's jaw dropped, and he turned toward the viewport.
Now I get it. You think you found...
No, we don't,
Luke said, as someone who made his considerable resources across the galaxy available for Jedi use. Lando had been informed of the hunt for Mortis shortly after the 10 knights departed on their mission.
The quest knights are searching everywhere. We're only looking for Jedi Sorok because she's missed so many check-ins. And I'm sure that has more to do with the communication difficulties here in the Rift than with Mortis.
Lando fell silent, obviously thinking.